Using AI, you know, we help the moderator or team of moderators make sense of what everybody is saying at the same time.
Welcome to AI for Business Growth, the podcast from pioneering artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all business people, from startup entrepreneurs right through to Fortune 500 companies. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech to help you and your business to navigate through and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow businesses.
Today's episode is about how to get consumer insights at scale within minutes with artificial intelligence. Market research is conducted to get information about specific markets or specific target audiences, and it's a very important part of business strategy and decision making. It's essentially part of the process to understand your target market, what they want, what they need, what they think, you know, their expectations, and so on. A challenge I see in my industry, which is pharmaceuticals, is market research is both very costly to implement and it can take months before you get the results. My guest today is April McNally, who is from a company called Remesh AI, which is a company that uses artificial intelligence to conduct market research at scale in minutes. Welcome, April. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Could we start by maybe telling me a little bit about your background and what led you to join Remesh AI?
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, you know, so growing up, I was very much an entrepreneur, and I actually owned restaurants in sunny Southern California. And I was, you know, helping consumers every single day make healthy choices, doing nutrition workshops. And, you know, I really saw an opportunity to take that entrepreneurial spirit and be an intrapreneur within a company. Yeah. And I, you know, had this opportunity to move across the United States and go to New York City. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to join a big tech firm? And so, you know, I started my searching and I came across Remesh, and this was, of course, years ago. And it was really that opportunity to foster communication amongst large audiences and to use at that time, you know, the big buzzword, artificial intelligence. I feel like it's become almost streamlined now, but at that time it was groundbreaking, and use AI to make sense of what a lot of people are saying. And so I joined Remesh, and it's been such a fun journey, like pioneering this space.
It's amazing. Can you perhaps tell me a little bit about what Remesh, obviously I've looked at it, but what Remesh does?
Yes, I'd love to. So for those of you that are new to Remesh, Remesh is really a digital focus groups platform that hosts conversations at scale. And, you know, we can fit up to 1,000 people in a single conversation. It's very powerful. And using AI, you know, we help the moderator or team of moderators make sense of what everybody is saying at the same time. So it feels very much like a very large iMessage conversation.
It is amazing that you can get 1,000 people in an online focus group in discussing it all at the same time. It reminds me of a conversation I had with a client at the end of last year that was in a pharmaceutical company in market research. And they were saying, I just wish I could have the qual and the quant in one study. And you've pretty much cracked that because you've got the qual and the quant in one study.
Right. Isn't that the case? I mean, what we see a lot of times is, you know, projects are time and budget constrained. And so if the end client has fortunate enough to have both time and money, you know, they're probably running some large scale survey, quant, you know, 10,000 people, putting the max diffs in, let's go. And then also really, you know, getting that open-ended qual side with maybe one-on-one interviews or small focus groups. And so, you know, if you've got time and money, you're running both. And with Remesh, we have this beautiful blend where we are bringing both qual and quant together. I will say we are, I'll carve out, we are a qual at scale platform.
Yeah, that's the really interesting thing, because it's like the old fashioned traditional focus group. So you've got all these people, except in a focus group, traditionally, you'd only have a room full of people, whereas here you've got 1,000 people and you've got a moderator who's actually guiding them with all sorts of different components so they can show the images, they can do everything that you would do in a traditional focus group, but at scale.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we still want it to feel very human. The AI is helping structure unstructured data. Because if you can imagine, even in an older style focus group, if you're in a large room with people, you have to say, well, one at a time, what do you think? And what do you think? And there's time and you have to record it. And then after, you have to spend weeks analyzing it. And in this instance, we're bringing everybody together in an event-based conversation for an immersive discussion. And the AI is making it so easy for the moderator to say, well, you know, what's representative to this group? Or, you know what, let me look over at this segment and see what's trending with this segment over here.
That's really interesting. So how do you segment 1,000 people in the moment?
Yeah, good question. So I'll premise this with, when we start the conversation, we're making the assumption that we already have the right people. And Remesh, we're actually audience agnostic. And so, Matt, you know, Remesh can definitely help customers find the right audiences. And we do that every single day, B2B audiences, B2C audiences, citizens. But we can also use an audience that you guys have at scale. And so we'll bring them in. And then once they're on the platform, we're really able to segment by any polling question to make different tribes, is what I call. And so that way moderators and observers can follow different groups throughout the conversation.
How interesting. And how long does it take to get 1,000 people signed up? Is it something that you've got, you know, feelers out already in all sorts of places that you can then pull in, or how does that work?
Yeah. You know, it kind of goes back to the original design of Remesh, which was, we wanted a low barrier to entry. And we go back to our core mission, which is allowing more voices to be heard. You know, our core story was, we actually hosted a very large focus group between two countries to basically facilitate peace and legislation. So it was really for conflict resolution.
Wow.
Exactly. And so if you can imagine, that was, you know, very large. We probably had upwards of 1,000 people in that conversation. And so that goal, you know, still holds true. We want to allow people into the focus group easily. We don't want technology to be a barrier. We want it to be an accelerator.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have typical audience turnaround times as far as B2C, you know, take us maybe 5 to 7 days to recruit an audience. B2B might be 10 to 14. But typically it's a very easy experience for participants to get in, which makes them want to join.
That's very cool. Is there any type of participant that you would find difficult, do you think, to get to join?
You know, once in platform, the experience is seamless, no matter who you are, right? A stakeholder, an executive, a consumer. I think obtaining the audience is something in the sample and respondent world that we're all looking to solve for and make it easy. So really, you know, it just depends on what the project is. And I hate to say that.
No, I understand. Yes.
Yep. So,
because I have to say, in my industry with rare disease, that's always the hardest because they're so rare. So to actually get people with it to get into these research projects is always months, takes a long time.
Yes.
So could you talk me through the process from the participant point of view first, I guess, and then let's look at it from the market researcher point of view, how the whole thing works. So if you're a participant, how do you get in? How do you participate? How does it work? How easy? How do you?
Yeah. So participants, firstly, they can participate from any device, right? Again, we want them to get into the focus group. So whether they're on their mobile device, laptop, computer, desktop, and they're getting in through a link that was sent to them. If it's for market research purposes and we're helping recruit, they're receiving that link through the reminders that we're sending them. If it's for more of an employee kind of engagement use case, they're probably getting it directly from the employer themselves. But Remesh generates the link through the software.
Sure.
And once they're in, again, it feels very much kind of like an iMessage conversation. And there's really two parts. The participant is answering in their own words. And that's what we love about Remesh, is that deep qual, you know, tell me why you answered the way that you did part.
Nice.
And the other thing that they're experiencing is they're actually voting on other respondents' answers in the focus group.
Interesting. So it's really like you're just, I guess, on some kind of chat program where you can see other images and polls and all of those kind of things, as well as chat with people.
Absolutely. Remish, has both open and closed end questions. We do know that those kind of traditional quant style questions are important to researchers. So things like, polling and ranking are there. We dive into the open-ended data as much as possible. But I think participants should feel a sense of community throughout the discussion and some immersion, because it's that opportunity for them to say, well, how are other people thinking about this moderator's question? And context is king. And it's, I think, in a world where we are very survey heavy, we're trying to avoid that survey fatigue by giving them a little bit more context into the conversation itself.
That's just triggered another question, which is the moderator. So is the moderator human or AI?
Oh, great. Yes. So moderator is human, and I'll say also can be moderators, plural. A team working on the back end. There can be as many as needed. But the moderators are, as a human being, are actually hosting the conversation. Okay. The AI is just there to simply help them.
And so if you've got, say, 1,000 participants all giving their very detailed qual answers in whatever language, which is another question. How many languages do you do?
Gosh, good question. We're at least in over 30 today, and I feel our list is growing. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. So you've got all of this natural language answers being free flowing from these 1,000 people. That's a huge amount of data. So do you use artificial intelligence to analyze those answers automatically?
We're always offering our researchers different ways of viewing the data, right? Mm-hmm. And so if it's important that we're looking at data by segment, the platform is offering that view. Something that Remish is really known for is called percentage of agreement. And so every single verbatim, if there's 500 people, every single verbatim will receive a percentage of agreement score.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we start to structure the unstructured data.
Interesting. And so from a market researcher perspective, how easy is it to set up each interview, each online focus group?
Yeah, that's something we've really grown in with our product over the last year based on feedback. We really invested a lot into what we call the prep phase. And that's things like building out your discussion guide, procuring the participants, collaborating with your colleagues. And so, I think once you have an idea of the kinds of questions that you want to ask, Remish has made it so easy to get your discussion guide into the platform through a variety of ways. And so, we don't want that to be any kind of barrier to entry for the moderator. We want you as a human to feel empowered to ask your questions. And so I think it's a pretty streamlined process.
Nice. And so what I was thinking is the traditional focus group is kind of lacking in that quant aspect, as well as the speed aspect and the accuracy aspect. Whereas from what I can see with Remish, you basically solve those problems because you've got it all in one spot just so quickly. Would you say that traditional focus groups are no longer relevant?
Oh, good question. The true answer is I think every methodology has its place. There's not necessarily anything that takes the place of a 5-person in-person focus group. But I think times are changing and the world is becoming more and more connected. And so what we've seen as companies and brands are expanding, they're wanting to do more international multi-country studies. And so Remish is really offering them in a very tactical, practical way, an opportunity to bring respondents and participants from around the world into one setting, which can be very cost and time effective.
So just delving a little bit into this a bit more. So what kind, just because it's something I've had on other episodes about AI and jobs, what kind of market research roles do you think AI will replace?
Oh, goodness. well, we have in many ways replaced in-person focus groups for sure. Yeah. Or I would say we're oftentimes in addition to. It's the opportunity for market researchers to gain more confidence through qual. And, you know, you look at kind of both ends of the spectrum. There's the quant, and the quant people typically don't like qual because it's a bunch of people's opinions. And what are we doing with that? Right. And the qual people don't want the quant because they go, but it doesn't tell me the why, and I want to know the why.
Yeah.
And so with the blend, I think that I've seen so many research teams be open to a new type of methodology, and not necessarily that it takes the place, but it's a new way to think outside of the box and answer that question, what's new in research?
Yeah, interesting. And what kinds of analysis does it? Does it use natural language processing to analyze the free text, the free conversations?
Yeah, we do. You're on the money. We use natural language processing, and we also use an AI called collaborative filtering, similar to something you might kind of experience as a consumer when you log into like Netflix or Amazon, and it starts to make predictions on, you know, what movies or TV shows you're going to want next. And so we have that same, you know, predictive methodology built into our platform that helps us kind of understand people and their behavior via the voting.
Nice. Really interesting. And one of the things that I was thinking about with yours is that because market research is usually so costly, the traditional approach, you know, it's usually used for high ticket items like, you know, the brand messaging and things like that. But given that Remesh gives you the ability to do it so fast and so inexpensively compared to traditional, that would feed into lots of other kinds of decisions. You could use it for almost anything. What kind of use cases are you seeing with your clients?
Yeah, this is what makes my job really fun, is every time it's a different kind of project with new use cases. You know, so let's start with kind of trending use cases. Absolutely, on the consumer side, concept testing, message testing, those are things that we do every day. Second to that, with consumer and B2B research, would be like foundational insights. When you kind of want to know, you're really in the formative stages of your research, and you want to just start with some open-ended kind of conversations before you even start to go down a path. So foundational research is another big use case. I want to kind of venture outside of that, because the use case that has highly grown with Remesh post-COVID is employee research.
Yeah,
and so using the same platform to host focus groups with employees across organizations to talk about things like return to work and future of work. What does it mean for you to come back to a hybrid environment? That's been a very big use case this last year.
Interesting. And so what are the types of clients that you have? What kinds of industries or company size, et cetera?
Yeah, so we work across a variety of industries. We definitely work with, you know, big CPG brands, and we work a lot actually with consultancies. So we're speaking of big consultancies that you guys know, like Deloitte, Mercer, down to smaller consultancies. And we've really seen the opportunity for consultants particularly to sort of wrap their expertise around our platform, as they know the questions to ask, but they need a model in which to deliver it to the customer quicker. So we, you know, brands themselves directly, indirectly through consultants. And of course, we still do citizen engagement research as well.
Interesting. Do you have, so you've got a lot of large company clients. Do you have any small business clients as well?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about some small consultancies I work with on the West Coast in California that are just specializing in research in their own state, hosting focus groups with like community colleges, understanding education and kids better. That's the fun part. Like you said, I mean, the sky's the limit, because you can fit all these different audiences in our platform.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Is there any, because it's just so many different things you can do with it, is there any type of anything, kind of type of market research or type of company that you would say it wouldn't work for?
I mean, sure. I always, you know, want to open a discussion with saying we are a qual at scale platform. And so if the project or the need of the company is truly to do quant, Quant is its own methodology. Running, you know, a 10, 20,000 person survey would be its own course. I would say Remesh would come in and follow up and say, tell me why you answered the way that you did. You know, there's limitations as all technologies have. And, you know, right now we host in one language at a time, for example. Although we're in 30 languages, I would say you're going to host a separate group in English, separate in Chinese, separate in German, right? So those are kinds of limitations. And another one would be because, you know, we want multiple people in the focus group to produce a percentage of agreement score. If you truly need to talk to 5 to 10 people, a traditional focus group methodology might be the right choice. We want to have at least 20, 25 people in a Remesh session. Yeah. So it's not necessarily something that fits all situations. We really have to ask ourselves the question, is qual at scale the right thing for this project?
Yeah. What do you think are the best projects for qual at scale?
Oh, great. I mean, for me, it's that opportunity to scale up, right? So if it makes more sense and provides more confidence by having 150 qualitative statements versus 5, that's a good match for Remesh.
And is it on this cards to go higher than the limit of 1,000 participants yet?
So actually, I'm glad you asked because we recently introduced another product at Remesh, and it's called Remesh Flex. And it's still the same beautiful open-ended algorithm with the voting and percentage of agreement. But we now have the ability to keep a session open for multiple days. And this would be an asynchronous version of the platform. And in that case, we can fit up to 5,000 people for a longer duration of time.
Wow. So what would you think the quickest would be to get 5,000 people through the platform? Would it be a few days or?
No, I'd imagine it would depend on the audience, right? Because we're still out there asking people to participate. So, you know, if it's a B2C audience and it's something pretty general, very gen pop, it'll be fairly quick. But again, if we're getting tradespeople within the B2B industry, I think the advantage with the asynchronous version of our platform is for those hard to reach audiences that can't attend an event-based conversation. And in that case, we can hold the session open until we reach your desired audience size.
Interesting. And is it a subscription platform?
Yeah. So, gosh, market research has been growing so much. Traditionally, market research is a project kind of industry, right?
Yeah.
And with Remesh, you know, our goal is to make sure that our methodology is gaining confidence and traction within an organization. And typically, we'll start with, you know, maybe 3 to 5 projects as part of a pilot. But after we can bring the most cost efficiencies actually through a subscription, and we have different types based on your business. And our goal is to really provide access to all of our services through that subscription.
Interesting. And so something I was just thinking, if you had a load of people, like 1,000 people in a group at once, have there been any weird or strange or odd things that have happened in those kind of situations?
Maybe an unruly participant or something?
Yeah. Yes, because 1,000 people, that's a lot to manage in one hit. What's the weirdest or just most worrying thing you've seen in one of those?
Yeah, there's some governance around it, absolutely. When we're recruiting, first off, people actually have to qualify through, you know, for the conversation. And so they're taken through pre-tests to make sure that they're the right fit for a discussion. And so that's on the front end. On the back end, of course, it could happen, right? You might get a bad apple in the conversation. And so we have things like muting participants, things like that the moderator can put in place to make sure that one bad apple isn't touching the rest of the group, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Because that just reminded me of that Microsoft robot all those years ago, Tay, that AI. I don't know if you heard about her, but she was like programmed to be a 15-year-old girl and went onto Twitter and so it was saying, you know, humans are super cool. And then within 24 hours, she had to be shut down because, you know, she was saying all sorts of things that I probably shouldn't repeat on, here, but it was so shocking the things that she changed within 24 hours. And so I remember thinking, wow, how can that happen so quick? But it was because she was interacting with so many people at scale. And so it made me think, you know, a market research platform at scale, you might get, you know, some. So interesting that you've at least got techniques that you can then weed out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to be able to weed out any participants that would sort of skew our data in a way that we don't
exactly.
want. Or just make for not a great experience for the participants.
Yeah, interesting. Well, it's just such a cool platform because I haven't seen anything that is qual at scale like that and that has AI to basically analyze the data straight away, because that's another problem with qual. And so often there's less and less qual in the world because the cost of actually analyzing with a human all of the free form text. So it makes a huge difference having that.
Exactly. And time is money. It's you know, analyzing the qual data is sort of the headache. And so I think Remesh is really giving a phenomenal jumpstart to that post-analysis process by structuring the data in different ways for them to sort of understand, you know, what is the story from this focus group? What am I trying to get at? What are our takeaways? And ultimately, you know, spend more time on the strategy versus doing pivot tables inside of the focus group.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing. So what are the kind of rough costs? I know there's different costs for different projects, but what kind of ranges are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll kind of give some ballparks. And so we're really, again, our bread and butter is our software. Remesh can absolutely get participants, or companies can bring their own respondents in. So the software starts at $3,500 for one session. And that's coming with actually our best-in-class support to help with discussion guide uploading and live moderation and understanding analytics and exports. And so, we think that's it's a great price point for doing quality scale research.
It is. I mean, when you think about, well, at least in my industry, the research is never at that level. It's always, you know, in the tens of thousands upwards to get something. So that's a really nice price point. So large companies would find that amazing, because if you had a subscription that was kind of a low end, you know, that kind of low end, you could do so many different research projects for
Absolutely.
Pretty much everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'll give you just kind of a ballpark for maybe 100 people in a focus group for a 1 hour discussion, you know, is really going to run you around 13,000, but that's because of the participants. So it really depends on how many participants and how long of a discussion that you need.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, I think you've done some amazing stuff at Remesh, and I encourage all the listeners to go and check it out, because you've got some great demos there that I've actually looked at on the site that show you how it works from both the participant and the moderator perspective. So if anyone wants to find out more and start to get qual research at scale, go to Remesh, which is remesh.ai, and you'll find loads of information there. Thank you so much, April. I've really enjoyed finding out a lot more about Remesh, and keep up the good work. It's amazing. Really impressive.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Business Growth with Dr. Andre Bates. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your business, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating wherever you download your podcasts. For more information on the subjects covered in this episode, links mentioned during the conversation, or to connect with Dr. Andre, click the link in the show notes now. Plus, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.